It's the Morning Show on the Ideas Network. I'm Carrie Kaufman. We are doing Mondays with Mike this morning. What are you liking these days on Wisconsin Public Radio, and what's missing the mark for you? What kind of programming would you like to hear on our airwaves? Is there a show that you would like to see added or to our lineup, or maybe even drop from our lineup? 800-642-1234. You can also email ideas@WPR.org, or you could tweet us at WPR Mornings. The phones are open for you. Mike Crane, of course, is the director of Wisconsin Public Radio, and he's sitting here with me right now. Mike, welcome to the program.
Always good to be here.
So let's start with some programming news. We're starting with a special show that's going to be airing in the lead up to the midterm elections. This is called America on the Line.
Yeah, that's right. It's actually starting this evening at 7 o'clock. It will be Monday through Thursday, and that's going to run straight through to November 8th. As it happens, we'll be on hiatus on WPR, although you can still listen Fridays and also online. And it's a wonderful, I almost said a rogues gallery, but that's not really right. It's just really some incredible people that are going to be a part of the show. Joan Walsh, a journalist from The Nation, CNN, and WNYC. Kai Wright, who is a correspondent for United States of Anxiety. Charlie Sykes, who many people in Wisconsin know, a longtime conservative radio host. And Jameel Smith, an LA-based journalist. Amy Walter, a political analyst. From a public radio show called The Takeaway, Brian Lehrer from WNYC, a whole bunch of different people are going to be part of the rotating group of people talking about what's on the line for the future of America.
And is this kind of a reboot of The Indivisible that happened in the first 100 days of Trump's administration?
I would say so, yes. WNYC is, again, the producing station, and they're bringing together, as they did, maybe a little bit different in format, but bringing together people from all over the country to talk about what's going on.
And this is a live call-in. It will be live on our airways, and people from Wisconsin can call.
Exactly right.
So what are the, in terms of our content, what are we doing for the midterm elections?
Well, I imagine everybody has been hearing our Beyond the Ballot series. Really interesting to hear, even if you just hear the promotional announcements where someone will say, oh yeah, I'm voting.
Right.
that's been something people have mentioned to me as I've been going around. But the idea is that, you know, we'll do the wonky coverage, as they call it, about the position papers and the ideas that are going on in that way in an election. But what we also want to know is what people like you listening, what do you think? What do you care about as you consider even whether to vote or not? And so that's Beyond the Ballot. And then we have a really long tradition. I've mentioned this before. Since the 1930s, we have been inviting candidates for statewide races from all parties to come on our air, and we're going to be doing that as we continue for statewide races, congressional seats, either here on the Morning Show or on Central Time. And we'll, I can keep going if you want. We got some specials.
Yeah, absolutely.
We have the Senate candidate special. That's going to be September 28th. That's live on public television, WPT, and on WPR from 7:30 to 8. And we'll have Sean Johnson and Laurel White along with WPT's Frederica Freiberg. And that's the Senate candidate special. We have also a gubernatorial candidate special. That's October 26th, the same time, 7:30 to 8. And then I don't have a date on this yet, but I'm sure we'll have that promoted, which is the state attorney general debate. And that'll also be live in this case from Vilas Hall, where we're sitting right now, with Frederica and Sean moderating.
So the Senate and the gubernatorial specials, will they include the candidates, or is this just all about analysis?
It'll include candidate interviews.
Pre-taped candidate interviews. We are taking your calls now with Mondays with Mike. And Mike Crane, of course, is the director of WPR, 800-642-1234. Judy from Racine, welcome to the program.
Hi, thanks. I just have a question. On Saturdays at 5 p.m., the live from here, with Chris Steele is on all three public radio stations. I would like another option.
The history of that, Judy, was that the previous show, A Prairie Home Companion, was so wildly successful for public radio that not only did we all have it on at 5 o'clock, but many stations around the country also rebroadcast it. And we did at one time or another rebroadcast it on Sundays at early in the morning or in the afternoon or something like that. And so that's why that we've done that. And so throughout the state, you'll find that on both the Ideas Network and the News and Classical Network, and where there's another public radio station like Minnesota Public Radio or WUWM, sure enough, it's there as well. Here's the challenge with choosing an alternative, which is if that's the one that really does the best by far, and it can be very hard to find something that can compete with that. But I really appreciate the comment, and it is something we talk about periodically.
It is doing well.
As that's what we believe, yes, and also it's, I would say, over time, becoming more different, which is really interesting. That, you know, it sort of started out as Chris hosts a Prairie Home Companion, and as Chris has kind of put his really creative stamp on it, we see very different guests, and some of the comedy is shifting, and so we're all listening to see what happens with the show in a completely new era.
I love the fact that Chris brings music, brings like the specifics of music to light and makes them accessible to people. I also just like hearing him play. There's that. We are taking your calls for Mondays with Mike, 800-642-1234. Bill from La Crosse, welcome to the program.
Hi. I'm asking Wisconsin Public Radio to take a look at how much time is put into different types of issues. The types of issues that I hear, I think 80% of the time, are issues of fairness. We just talk about fairness all the time, fairness to women, fairness to African Americans, fairness to gays, always fairness. And I think we could think of some other issues that are important too. Efficiency, effectiveness, beauty, many, many issues. Could you consider that? Take a look at it. I think you'd be surprised how much time you put into fairness.
Thanks for the comment. It doesn't really surprise me in a democracy that we'd be having loud and constant arguments about things being fair, and that goes back to our very youngest days. But you have a really interesting point, Bill. I think particularly in the campaign season, we will get focused on such things. But there is a lot of other stuff, and we always talk about internally that we want to do what you're describing, which is to reflect all of the different color and nuance of our lives today here in Wisconsin and in the world. And so thanks for the suggestion. We'll pass it along to the team.
We are talking with Mike Crane, who is, of course, the director of Wisconsin Public Radio. And we're taking your calls today, 800-642-1234. You can also email us at ideas@wpr.org, or you can tweet us at WPR Mornings. We're talking today about what is going on at WPR and what we are planning to do with WPR. We've got Lauren from Burlington. A quick question, Lauren.
Hello, good morning. Just wanted to let you guys know that I really appreciate the Canadian show as it happens. Really enjoy that a lot. Also appreciate the ability to get the news from BBC, because I always enjoy hearing a take on American issues from other points of the world. And really like Central Time, and that's really all I had to say.
Thank you very much, Lauren. Rob and the crew on Central Time are doing a great job. I agree with you. I love it, too. We are taking your calls today for Mike Crane, 800-642-1234. It is the morning show on the Ideas Network. We'll be back in a moment. It's the Morning Show on the Ideas Network. I'm Carrie Kaufman, and I am sitting here with Mike Crane, who is, of course, the director of Wisconsin Public Radio. We're doing our regular Mondays with Mike segment, and we are taking your calls, 800-642-1234. You can also email ideas at WPR.org. Mike, I want to talk before we go to phone calls here. There is some long-term political coverage. We're going to be presenting a series of documentaries this fall. Tell me about this.
Well, there's the education documentaries. We've already had one of them, and I want to talk about that for sure. They're about topics of interest not just to educators, but parents and students and anyone concerned with our country's future. And tonight, it's Still Rising, First-Generation College Students a Decade Later. And then that'll continue at 8 o'clock on Monday evenings with Old Idea, New Economy, Rediscovering Apprenticeships. And Hard Words, Why Aren't Our Kids Being Taught to Read?
Interesting. So if I missed the one from last week, so how do I find that?
Those are all going to be available online in various places. I will have to check if it's archived on our station's website yet, honestly.
Additionally, one of the biggest stories that we have been covering over the last month has been flooding in Wisconsin. We talked about this earlier. How has the network covered it as a whole?
Well, you know, at the beginnings of any such thing, what you want to make sure is that people know how to be safe. And so that's what we were focused on in the earliest of days, because flash flooding in particular, there's the kind of slow roll of flooding that happened in some parts of the state, but the flash flooding can happen even just when the sewers back up or something like that, and that can be terribly dangerous. There was someone who died in Madison from being caught in a flash flood. So that's the early focus of any broadcaster, is that safety stuff. Then there's the aftermath, and we're going to be covering this for quite a while yet, and I'm sure having discussions here on the Ideas Network as well, because many times flooding can be, and it certainly is in our state right now, sort of an ongoing and slow-moving but still disaster. And so we are very worried about what's happening in some communities and calling on people to let us know, and so we can share that with the state.
We are taking your calls, and we're talking to Ken from Wheeler right now. Ken, welcome to the program.
Hi there. Thank you. My question has to do with Sunday morning. I look forward to On the Media at 6 a.m. on Sunday morning, which probably nobody else is listening, but I love that show, and recently it just suddenly disappeared and was replaced by some kind of show that I found very annoying.
And it's a Minute with Sam Sanders, and I'm sorry that you find it annoying, Ken. So tell me more about what you were thinking.
Well, I just think that On the Media was one of the best shows, and I enjoyed it very much.
Okay.
But I wanted to add one more comment. And I'm a longtime listener, and I loved the morning show. Tom, Joy, and I think, Carrie, you're doing a great job.
Thank you very much, Ken. I'm also going to let you know that I listen to On the Media all the time through a podcast, and you can do that. It's a very easy thing to do, and you can listen to it whenever you want, at 6 o'clock in the morning on Sunday or whenever. But let's talk more about why this was canceled.
Yeah, basically, we're always trying to look at the schedule and see what's doing best with the audience, and so we'd been hearing amazing things about what, unfortunately, Ken finds annoying, Sam Sanders. It's also, an NPR kind of what's going on in the world kind of show, different from On the Media. And so at the moment, all I can say to Ken and others that liked On the Media, besides listen to the podcast, and I want to come back to that in a second, just keep letting us know what you think, and we really do appreciate it, and we'll revise schedules again as time goes on. So about the podcast, some people are still finding it challenging to find podcasts, but pretty much every phone, at least any smartphone, maybe not the ones that still don't have a screen or something, but pretty much any phone is going to have a podcast app on it. And just look for it. Like on the iPhones, it just says podcasts.
Right.
And basically all a podcast is something we've been doing here since the 2000s, which is to have audio programs available and an archive.
Right.
And you can listen back whenever you want. And in fact, one of the things we talk about is that we are really in a golden age of audio, where there are so many things that you can listen to that there are a ton of things we just don't even have the opportunity to put on the radio, and that's one of the reasons that we point podcasts out.
Okay, so you're talking about podcasts, so then I've got to bring it to our podcast,
yes!
The Politics Podcast, which is one of the first things I listened to when I was coming here to Wisconsin. And we are doing a live podcast event. I was at one in Appleton not that long ago. What is the idea behind these live tapings of the podcast in front of a studio audience?
Well, one of the things is simply that the opportunity for us to mix with our audience while we're doing radio is something we always look forward to. And since the Politics Podcast is pretty new, it's an opportunity for us to introduce kind of a different format. We've had segments of it broadcast here, like on Central Time or something like that, and we're talking about doing more of that. But also, it's a podcast, and right. You can get it in your podcast app. And so it's 7:30 on Thursday, October 25th at the Pearl Street Brewery in La Crosse is the next live one. And it's just a lot of fun. It's more informal, I think, even than the pretty mm-hmm. informal Ideas Network. But we've got Capitol Bureau Chief Sean Johnson, Capitol Reporter Laurel White, and the host is John K. Wilson. And they're very curious. They're at times kind of lighthearted and fun, but they can get serious too. And they'll take your questions and share their experiences. And they'll also be recording it for a future webcast and broadcast.
So you can be a part of that a podcast that you hear. Karen from Nina, welcome to the program.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, I first of all tell Ken he's not the only one that loved On the Media. I don't know too many people that will get up at 6 o'clock in the morning, but when it's a show that good, I always did, and I missed it. I was on vacation. When I came back, it was gone. So I was wondering why, and if it was somewhere else. I heard your comment about the podcast. I'm a senior citizen, and I'll tell you, my smartphone is way smarter than I am. But maybe I could learn how to do podcasts. I guess I'll have to. I also wanted to ask about People's Pharmacy, because I also got up at 6 o'clock Saturdays just to hear that.
Well, we've been doing a number of weekend program schedule revisions, and vacation means that you caught them without maybe hearing about them ahead of time. But we've got the People's Pharmacy flipped to 7 o'clock now, so we can pair it. So it's two programs about health. Zorba Pastor on Your Health is right after. So you, at least on Saturday morning, you don't have to get up quite as early to catch it. You might enjoy Garden Talk that's on at 6, but People's Pharmacy is at 7 now.
Okay, thank you, Karen. Josh from Casco, welcome to the program.
Hello. I am not very pleased with the mainstream media. President Donald Trump and we, the people, do not trust the mainstream media. It means we're not getting fair and balanced. So here's the problem. I do not trust mainstream media, so what I'm going to do, and forgive me, quote, hashtag walk away, end quote, from the mainstream media. And that will not contribute anything for WPT or WPR. And I also, the second part of the comment was, what happened to Rick Steves' Travels and On Your Money? These are my favorite shows, and now they're gone. We're going to have them back, and we just lost our idea of instructional programming. These were two good shows, and On Your Money was a big successor to our pledge drive, and they just canceled them. So why? What would we do better for mainstream media? And report accurate and news. And thank you.
Thanks, Josh. I hadn't heard about hashtag walkaway before.
Actually, this is the second time it's been mentioned on this show right now.
I missed that show, I guess.
So it's a thing that's
going
around.
Well,
yeah.
Josh, I'm very sorry we're disappointing you. And I hope you won't walk away from us. It sounds like there were some things you really enjoyed, and maybe our schedule will attract your support again in the future, and I hope that is the case. But thanks for all the comments.
We are talking to Mike Crane today about what's going on here at WPR. We've got some listeners who have written in, Mike. One listener writes, did the times change for NPR News in the mornings? I thought they were at the top of the hour and 20 minutes past and 40 minutes past, but it seems now that they're at the top and bottom of the hour. Yes, this person is very perspicacious. It has changed.
It has, and this is interesting to me, Carrie, because the schedule as it was came up on this show all the time when I was here. People irritated at how often we were having the newscasts. And what we explained is that we use the same, as they say inside the public radio world, the same clock, the same hourly schedule as NPR uses. And a typical NPR show, particularly on the weekends, but it was also true on the weekdays and in the mornings, would have breaks at 20 and 40 as well as all the other. And people complained about it. The change was made in 2014, and they just changed it again. And in fact,
they changed it back.
Back close to what the schedule used to be. They found it really wasn't working for a lot of people. And the comment we said before we got on the air today, something I've observed on both networks, is it feels as if the shows kind of breathe a little bit better as a result of changing it. So now you'll still find newscasts at top and bottom of the hour in the mornings, but we will take breaks like we're going to be taking breaks. But it'll be a little bit different and maybe a tiny bit more relaxed.
It is the bottom of the hour, and it's time to go to the NPR newscast. We're sitting here with Mike Crane talking about all things NPR, all things WPR. And we are taking your calls. We'll be back in a moment. It's the morning show on the Ideas Network. It's the morning show on the Ideas Network. I'm Carrie Kaufman. Have you ever been to a WPR event this year? If so, how was your experience? And what questions do you have for WPR for our director, Mike Crane? 800-642-1234 is the number to call, and our lines are getting full. Ideas at WPR.org is where you want to email, or WPR Mornings is where you want to tweet. Mike Crane, of course, is the director of public radio, and we should note, Mike, we talked about the Attorney General debate, and we have now a time. We have a schedule for this.
Yes, that's right. Sorry I didn't have that in my notes, but our wonderful producers let us know. It's October 12th, 7:30 p.m., both on TV and radio. That's the state attorney general debate.
We also have an email from Tina. She suggests that we have more Native American voices from our state in our programming.
That's a great idea. We had a wonderful series that we had a while ago now on Central Time that touched on the stories of Native Americans, and we ought to come back to it. Absolutely.
We can maybe do it as a regular thing. We are taking your calls, 800-642-1234. Kathy from Madison, welcome to the program. Kathy, you there?
Yes, I'm right here.
Great.
I'm calling to just tell you how much I thoroughly enjoy the program 1A with Joshua Johnson. He has timely topics. He speaks so clearly. He's really well prepared. He takes information ahead of time. He asks callers to respond to email or Facebook or whatever, wherever they put comments, and then he sorts through them. And he gives a good coverage. If there's a new vocabulary, relatively new to some people, he takes a half a minute to just explain that vocabulary, or he asks his host to explain it. And everything is just done so quickly, concisely, and effectively. I really like his program.
1A, Mike, is one of the best shows on public radio these days. I also should note that Joshua Johnson is an amazing host, but he is backed by a really awesome team there, too.
Yep, that's right. And that's sort of the unheard part all the time, isn't it? You two have a great team that's preparing things for you, and that's true throughout the Ideas Network and the national shows. Basically, Kathy, yes. I agree with you. I think we've been just really pleased with Joshua, and it's showing. Many times people here would ask us for the Diane Rehm show back in the day, and after Diane retired, a lot of people were, what will replace Diane? And for us, what will replace Kathleen Dunn? And you can't replace either of them, to be sure, but you can put something else great in that time slot. And 1A certainly fits that bill, and in fact, it's carried on more stations and has higher ratings nationwide than did Diane Rehm, and she was quite popular.
We are taking your calls for WPR Director Mike Crane. Gary from Glendale, welcome to the program.
Thank you, and good morning. I will, before I ask my question, I will join the chorus of concern about your exiling quality shows like On the Media to podcasting. I think you misread your audience a little bit. Most of us like to have the programs on the radio and not have to go switching through phones or on our computers to do that. My question has to do with what's going on with the Milwaukee studio, which was the site of great call-in shows. You mentioned Kathleen Dunn and earlier Ben Marins, very popular shows, and I realize that, and I agree that Joshua Johnson's an excellent replacement for Kathleen, but I think I heard Chuck Quirnbach on WWM. Have you emerged with WWM, or are you submitting this area's coverage to WWM?
Boy, that's a really interesting question, and I can understand, Gary, why you might think that. No, what happened with Chuck was that there was a new innovations reporter position that my friend Dave Edwards, who's the manager at WWM, was telling me that Chuck just emerged as the candidate for the position, and so he took that job and in this case literally moved like across the street. His commute hasn't changed very much because WWM is just a block or three away from our studios there in Milwaukee. And, you know, these things do happen. We're still very, very much committed to Milwaukee. We will have a new reporter there sometime soon. The job posting is already out. And if anything, as we continue to try to grow our service, I foresee making more use of those studios, not less. It might not be a talk show, but it certainly will continue to be radio production. Milwaukee is our largest single audience out of all of our stations on WHAD, so there's no way we're letting go of that. Mm-hmm. And but I do enjoy, Gary, that you're an avid enough listener of both stations to have noticed the difference with Chuck having moved and so on. So thanks.
Mark from Appleton, welcome to the program, Mark.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. We are very fortunate in this state to have such great, excellent public radio and television. One concern is there's a lot of changes going on in the University of Wisconsin, and neither in print media nor actually I don't feel like on NPR that this has been covered. It's complicated. It's difficult, I understand. It's a complicated system, but the merger of UW colleges with four campuses, there's almost no coverage, and what coverage there is seems to be simply parroting what's coming out of UW system president's office, which I would suggest is not always the most accurate information. And so I really urge, I think the state is being badly served because the University of Wisconsin is also has been an incredible institution. 15 years of budget cuts have taken a severe toll, and I don't feel that people are being told about it. I feel deeply that people really care about the institution, and they would like to know, but they're not being told what's happening.
Okay, Mark, thank you so much for the comments. You did say one thing that is spot on, especially, which is it's complicated and probably to some degree resists coverage that's, you know, just in a newscast or something like mm-hmm. that at this point. I can tell you from the perspective of Wisconsin Public Radio that it's been a consequential change for us because we were a part of the now defunct institution called UW Extension, although it will be confusing that there still is UW Extension. The difference is that what you'd call Cooperative Extension is now attached to the Madison campus, as is Wisconsin Public Media, so public television and radio. And consequential because we have new bosses and all that sort of thing. On the other hand, nothing has changed in terms of our relationship with the public or with the university in terms of understanding how we fit as part of the sifting and winnowing, as it says on Bascom Hall, and the, you know, the trying to find the truth wherever it lies. And so we've found that transition to UW-Madison to be pretty seamless in that sense, and in a way kind of a return to our historic home, because WHA and even before that 9XM radio started right on the UW-Madison campus, and we still serve all throughout the state.
I should say that I'm interested in, that's one of the things that I have not explored is the issues with UW. I've sort of hear about them, so I would love to explore many of those
producers
things
that
you are
talking
about. Yes, right. Krista from Green Bay emailed to say that as a millennial, she misses some of the information programming because that's how she learns outside of graduate school. She loved the garden talk shows with veterinarians, and she loved On Your Money.
Oh, thank you, Krista, for that email. And we're hearing a fair amount about On Your Money. It doesn't surprise me because Kevin has been very popular on our station. And maybe it bears repeating that what we had decided was that we wanted to represent a lot more different financial experts as part of our schedule. And I'm fully expecting we'll continue to have Kevin as a periodic guest, but not on an every week basis.
And we do have vet talks still on the air, too.
Yes. Veterinarians will certainly continue to be guests on the Larry Mueller Show in particular, and sometimes other shows. But Larry has a lot of that kind of thing.
We are taking your calls. Anne from Milwaukee, welcome to the program.
Hi. Thank you so much for taking my call. I was just calling to see if you could air more new independent journalists like Elizabeth Leah Voss, Aaron Matei, who's been published in The Nation, but I don't think either of these wonderful young journalists get much airtime in traditional media. And anyway, there are so many others. Jeremy Scahill is actually a Tulsa native, and he has been on, you know, more on cable news occasionally. But these are just wonderful young journalists who have really new independent voices.
Thanks for the comments, Anne. I'd certainly encourage you as you spot, and everybody, as you spot people you think really belong on the radio, be sure to let us know. You're doing that on the phone right now, which is terrific. But also just email us at talk@wpr.org, and that will be shared with the team. Particularly if you can share a link. If there's something you think, boy, that really ought to be talked about on WPR, share a link, and that might inspire our producers to look into those possibilities
as
guests.
We are all on the website. You can find our emails on the website. And if you find a story or a writer, a journalist that you think we need to highlight or have on our show, please let us know. I want to get to a couple of events right now. We're having an event in northern Wisconsin later this week. What's going on there?
It's our listener appreciation event. We do these all throughout the state. And, you know, we do all kinds of events. Some of them are ticketed events. We talked about the Politics Podcast as one of those. And some of them are relative to others, expensive. The Crayfish Summerfest was one of our more expensive events. But the listener appreciation events are free and really just to say thank you. And this one will be September 13th in Superior at the Cedar Lounge. Simply Folks' Dan Robinson will be there. And there are going to be five bands to you'll enjoy that and also meet a bunch of our Northern Region staff. There'll be prize drawings, some appetizers, a cash bar. And although it's not a ticketed event, the first 100 people to register online at WPR.org/presents get a WPR pint glass at the party.
Excellent. We are talking with Mike Crane, who is, of course, the director of WPR. We're taking your calls about what you are hearing, what you would like to hear on our airwaves. 800-642-1234. We'll be back in a moment. It's The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. It's The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. I'm Carrie Kaufman. We are sitting here with WPR Director Mike Crane. We're taking your calls. We're taking your emails. What are the questions you have for Mike? 800-642-1234, ideas@WPR.org, or you can tweet us at WPR Mornings. Anne from Green Bay, you have a question about this show. Welcome to the program.
Good morning. Well, I would like to say that I do appreciate Joshua Johnson. I think he's very brilliant, but I am kind of disappointed that we've lost our chance for public voice, and I'm just wondering why we have done that in the morning, because Carrie, your show now repeats its 6 to 7 show, and I'm a little disappointed that that's one less hour of our opinions that matter.
Not quite an hour. Like it's one less 40 minutes because we do the first segment of the 8 o'clock live. But, Mike, you want to take that?
Yeah, we've talked about this on a variety of ways about the shows that we're doing. Central Time also does a lot of repeating. In their case, the whole 2 hours is, as we say, rolled over to replay, and so we've been hearing about that. And many people don't know this, but it's actually the way that most public radio shows work, is that they might be 2 hours, then repeated. Morning Edition and All Things Considered are like that.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of repetition in the BBC broadcasts as well, and then some live and so on. So that's in general a way to do it. But as it speaks specifically to the morning show, the image, Carrie, that you shared, I think, is really right, that we're in the midst with a really almost entirely new staff, including yourself, reinventing a show that was last reinvented probably when Joy Cardine took over for Tom. And so part of what we try to do is to leave a little space for that reinvention, that doing 3 hours live every single day is one heck of a slog.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why we're doing that. And I think what we'll find over time is that we may do more or less of that depending on the news of the day and what else is going on. But that's the basic idea.
Yeah, the metaphor I usually tell people is that we are trying to change a tire on a moving vehicle, and maybe we had to slow the vehicle down a little bit to change that tire. So it's not a for sure thing that we will always have 3 hours, or we will always have only 2 hours and 20 minutes. We're figuring that out as we go. But thank you for asking that.
And glad to know you listened enough to notice.
Yes.
Because, many people have never, ever remarked on that, but then other people who are avid listeners like Anne and some of the other folks we've talked to will pick out really detailed stuff like you lost a reporter to another channel, or
right. You
changed when the newscasts were. And that's wonderful, but also a challenge for us to keep things fresh all the time.
We are taking your calls here. Norm from Oneida County, welcome to the program.
Hello there.
Yes.
Do you hear me all right?
We can hear you all right. Ask your question.
Okay, good morning. Well, I have a question. I'd like to see more programs devoted to the environment. The reason being, we're having, with the new administration, we're losing some of our mainland areas. There's more degradation going on in our environment. So I think it's absolutely special to have that on now.
We talked about this with Steve Walters earlier today. That is a huge issue, especially where Norm is from.
Yeah, I think we will continue to have avid interest in it. It goes back for even that to many, many decades of interest in environmental coverage on WPR. Probably as news develops, what will happen is sometimes the first stuff you'll hear will be in a newscast or a news feature. And then as we're growing in understanding and learning who the different sources are we should be talking about, that will begin to appear more in talk shows as we go along. So as always, and we've said this about other topics too, let us know the specific ideas you're interested in by emailing us or calling, and they'll pass it on from our listener services line as well.
I want to sway from the phone calls right now to talk a little bit about something coming up here at WPR that we are all preparing for, which is Pledge Drive.
Oh, yes.
Tell us when Pledge Drive is.
It's coming up in just another 2 weeks or so, and kind of toward the end of the month, and it'll be a week or so. And, I tend to think, it's funny, people say, don't you hate doing the pledge drives? Because I think some people hate listening to them.
People hate listening, yes.
But not everybody does.
I love doing them. I love pledge drive.
It gives us a chance to kind of open up a little bit in a different way about behind the scenes. But the reason I actually love it is because it feels like a barn raising to
mm-hmm.
me, that we all get together to make public radio happen. And you'll hear us say it a lot during the pledge drive. You hear it sometimes at other times, that listener support is the single largest portion of our budget, and so really crucial in our being able to bring you all of the Ideas Network and the News and Classical and the great website and all of the rest. So we count on you, and we'll have a pledge drive to remind you in force in just a couple of weeks. And some fun thank you gifts. These have been remarkably popular around the country. Station logo socks, believe it or not.
Yes.
And a lot of people really like having. In fact, I was wearing my NPR socks just the other day, and I'll have to get my WPR pair when I make another pledge. And there's also that's for a pledge of $10 a month, or WPR sweatshirt for $20 a month or more as our thank you for you making mm-hmm. that pledge. And that's coming up in just a couple of weeks.
I feel like Pledge Drive is when we really, really get to connect with our listeners. And we also get to connect with each other because, we don't, you know, people work in different departments here and we're all working together for Pledge Drive. It is like a barn raising. And our listeners are supporting us, which feels like we're all in this for the same reason.
Well, and we never stop being stunned, even though we hear it all the time, that during the Pledge Drives, people will use the word love all the time. They love WPR. They don't know what they would do without it. It feels really good.
It does feel really good. Glenn from Stoughton, welcome to the program.
Hello. I love WPR.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you, Glenn.
One thing I don't love is there used to be in the 80s and 90s some terrific weird fiction that was on National Public Radio and Wisconsin Public Radio. Joe Frank, the ZBS production.
Oh, yes, yes. And Canticle for Leibowitz, do you remember that one?
Yes.
Yeah. One of the things that seemed to happen in the 80s and 90s, mostly the 80s, was a kind of a flowering of radio dramas and fiction and so on that... I don't know whether it was just that it didn't turn out to be all that popular with the larger audience, or I think more likely a lot of funding dried up, that any radio drama production cost a lot to produce and needed to have a great time slot to gather an audience, too. So I think that's basically what happened. We still, of course, have Chapter a Day, but that's not original production. Mm-hmm. You know, someone else has written it. I share your. I still have my CD copy of A Canticle for Leibowitz,
which is really hilarious.
Yeah, and I remember some of the British dramas would play here too. Lord Peter Wimsey, I remember, and Star Wars was actually a radio drama produced by NPR.
Wow.
Different times, yeah.
Different times.
Thanks for the good reminiscences, and sorry it isn't around so much anymore, Glenn.
I want to go back to Pledge Drive for a minute here. A listener emailed in to say that she would like more info on WPR's, where WPR's money goes and whether it goes to NPR. She says, I want to donate, but I don't want to donate to NPR. Can I select where my money goes? That's a hard one.
Yeah, not really. I mean, the donations that come in during pledge drives and so on are, in the parlance of the fundraising world, unrestricted gifts. So if you think of it this way, a dollar is a dollar is a dollar, and then my whole team, including me, are responsible for deciding as prudently as we can where those dollars are spent. And so the way NPR works is that member stations, and both of our networks are members of NPR, pay a little bit of what you'd call the dues to be a member. But then the majority of that fee goes to purchase the programs, whether that's On Point or 1A on this network or All Things Considered in Morning Edition. So I unfortunately can't offer a direct route like that for just a regular membership.
We are buying that programming. We aren't necessarily giving money to NPR. We're buying the programming that they're offering us and that we get ratings off of.
That's exactly right.
We have been talking to Mike Crane. Mike is the director of Wisconsin Public Radio. He joins us every couple of months for Mondays with Mike. He is also on Central Time in the interim months. You can call and ask your questions about anything Wisconsin Public Radio. Mike, you have a tremendous understanding of this place. It's really nice to talk to you.
And there's always more to learn, even for me. And I love it.
I'm Carrie Kaufman. It's The Morning Show on the Ideas Network.